This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here we go. It's hour two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in live opening day, Globe Life Field. We are right inside the center field entrance. Our coverage all day long is brought to you by Whataburger. Use the app or visit whataburger.com. Just got the delivery from the Delaware North Concessions folks. Hurtado dropped off his new taco items, which are outstanding. So we're having an opening day feast is what it is. They've improved this area. They created a little Comerica backyard scene here in this center field area, laid down some turf, put some picnic tables. It's a cool hangout, you know, and all the TV guys are up here doing their pregame shots and stuff, so it's a pretty cool deal. Your guy, CY, the champion, the man who brought us glory in DFW for the first time in 12 years when the Mavs did it. He's going to join us coming up in 20. It's time now for your NFL News of the Day, Whataburger style. Here's Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. We will get to all the happenings across the National Football League. I did see, since we're having our opening day party, Buster Olney putting out some stats from the Elias Sports Bureau. Marcus Semien, last year, became the fifth player in the last 50 seasons to start every game of the regular season and playoffs for a team that won the World Series. Semien started all 162 and then all 17 postseason games for the Rangers. Five players have done that over the last 50 seasons. Semien, Fred McGriff, Cal Ripken, Steve Garvey, and Pete Rose for the Reds. And then a nugget on Corey Seager. He had a 103.9 OPS batting as a shortstop last year, second highest since 1960. Top three with a minimum of 400 plate appearances. A-Rod with the Mariners, Seager, and then Nomar Garciaparra. Pretty incredible. And great territory to be in there for Corey Seager. And he begins, I'm sure, tonight he's going to go and maybe he leads off. Maybe he leads off with a home run tonight.
Man, I would bet on it.
Yeah, it definitely wouldn't surprise me. The Prize Picks is going off tonight. I want to just hammer everybody.
People are tweeting us with their Prize Picks, and it's hard not to just go all Rangers on this thing.
Yeah, and I knew, obviously, Seager had an unreal year last year, but that stat right there. A top three.
Unbelievable.
I mean, we haven't seen a
historic.
My goodness, dude.
I've been on fire on Prize Picks. I think I'm going big tonight.
Dude,
I just want to make it an opening day to remember.
And it's addictive. It really is. And
yep. It's so fun,
it's
man.
It's so much fun.
I cannot get over it. Prize Picks needs to be the app downloaded on your phone right now. I literally think, like, I don't need the text app. I don't need my Google Maps anymore. Like, I'll figure it out.
Just,
if I have one app on my phone and that's all I can have, it's Prize Picks.
Just give me the Prize Picks. I'm with you 100%. All right, let's get to our NFL news of the day. And we're going to start with a little bit of a poopy situation. Okay, we've got Steve Smith, who was with Roman Wilson, who is one of the Michigan wide receivers. It's really, really good. And I think he's destined to be probably a Pittsburgh Steeler. Reminds me a lot of Hines Ward, the way he plays. Maybe a little bit of a better route runner, but physical, blocks his rear off.
Definitely doesn't have a better smile.
Not a better smile, but he's got a good smile. So Steve Smith, Sr., was breaking down Roman Wilson, and he gets into an interesting story that, one, I know, Eric, you're going to love, because we've often talked about this and asked some of our guests, has this ever happened to them?
Random question. Have you ever got hit that hard and you kind of, like, maybe tooted?
Nah. Nah.
You be doing that?
He said, no, I haven't, but I just want to ask.
You bring it up if it's not even.
Here's why. I play with a guy, Jeff King, against New Orleans Saints.
A poor guy.
He got hit running the seam route.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yes, and we call him King. Every time I see him, we call him King. Now, bro, he played. It was like a minute left into the half, and we were driving to kick a field goal. And so he defense got a turnover, and we had to go back on the field. He played the remaining first half in poopy pants.
Nah, that's gross.
Exactly. And so when he got hit, everybody said, King, you all right? He said, man, I said, man, I bet you did. He said, no, I really did. We looked, he said, oh.
That's amazing, dude. We need to figure out who the defender was. We need to go back and we need to isolate. We need to find that play.
Yes,
we need to see what this looked like. Like what does
Jeff King?
Hopefully they weren't in their road whites.
Yeah, that's a good point. Man.
It's a bad look.
I mean, yes, you got to find that defender. He literally knocked the bleep out of somebody.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Aren't you getting off of the field here? Aren't you telling coach, like, don't they, like, tap their helmet when they're, like, they need a breather or something? Like, this is an all-time need-a-breather moment. We're going to go ahead, and I'm going to hit the showers about 90 seconds early, coach. I'm sorry about that. I don't care if we're in the two-minute warning. I don't care if we're trying to go hurry up here. Somebody else, we have other receivers on the roster. Okay, they can
get out of here.
Let them go get hit until they crap themselves.
If your replacement is bad, you know, you're playing for a situation, you're in it for a contract, I could see sticking it out. You know, those pants are sticking to you pretty good. You don't have to worry about a turd getting loose and rolling down your pant leg and hitting the field or anything.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm
saying?
That's true.
It's gonna be contained.
And if you're the defenders, you're glad that you actually didn't know that this guy crapped his pants.
Absolutely.
Because
pull up. Yeah,
he would
look
just
like
be
Trayvon Diggs up.
He'd be looking like whoever that Packers tight end was, wide open where there was no defender in sight for the touchdown.
Man.
Just it's yours, bro. You can have seven.
Go ahead. We also have news on Xavier Howard, former Baylor Bear. Apparently the Chiefs have been in talks with free agent cornerback Xavier Howard. Well, he's possibly going to serve as a cheap and very serviceable option for them as they look to find a replacement for L'Jarius Sneed. We've also had the Lions and the Raiders go ahead and express interest in Xavier Howard as well. So his market starting to heat up a little bit. It was very weird to see this. CBS Sports put out Dak Prescott, 5 teams that could be potential landing spots for him in 2025. Not something I thought we'd maybe see. But
it is a content gold mine. It could be clickbait, but you know, I think they're going to start speculating.
We got
on
the
it.
Teams.
Yeah,
Arizona Cardinals are at 5.
Makes sense.
Denver Broncos at 4.
Makes sense.
Seattle Seahawks at 3.
Makes sense.
L.A. Rams at 2.
Makes sense.
And the New Orleans Saints at number 1.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. That'd be a great homecoming for them, man.
Yep.
Basically, stay in the area. You know.
Who put that list together?
CBS Sports.
Good for them.
Within striking distance.
Yep.
Makes a lot of sense. And a lot of those are kind of like you'll see what happens with Kyler Murray, with Derek Carr, Matthew Stafford's 37. He might be kind of year to year.
Yeah.
Who knows if Denver gets a quarterback this draft.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I would absolutely love it. I think it'd be the best for him and the Cowboys because he would be on a team that has a history of managing the cap trying to win the Super Bowl. You know, Sean Payton blew up that cap. That's ultimately why the team fell apart and he had to leave because he didn't want to wait for 3 years, which is what it takes to rebuild after the Saints are done devastating the future of their cap trying to win. So I think Dak would have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl, and so would the Cowboys because they would be back to drafting quarterbacks and trying to win one with the extra cap space that you get in a rookie deal.
Absolutely. We also have free agent running back J.K. Dobbins, who we've talked about maybe as an option for the Cowboys.
Banged up dude.
He's been cleared by the doctors, but he is. I mean, he's coming off a torn Achilles.
Yeah. Knee, Achilles.
Yeah, he's played just 9 games out of the last 51 in the past 3 seasons. Missed the entire 2021 campaign due to a torn ACL. So this is a guy that he has had some bad injury luck, but he is going to meet with the L.A. Chargers. So he's starting to schedule some visits as well. So some more opportunities heating up for a couple of these guys. And some new uniforms that are being teased. So the Denver Broncos apparently are going to come out with some new unis that are going to be unveiled here soon.
and the Detroit Lions, apparently. Their team president has teased some new uniforms for 2024 and beyond.
Didn't the Lions just in the last few years change
their
uniforms?
They did something different with the numbers. It's like the numbers are kind of racing. You know, they're kind of – seems like they're kind of
NASCAR-ish.
Yeah, they're kind of NASCAR numbers is what they got working.
Yeah, I mean, the only update they gave us is they're honoring the traditional color with a little updating and twist. Gives a lot more options. We're going to introduce a couple different pant options to go with the jerseys. Mm. So it's going to give us different options to wear during the season. He does like the word option.
Can we say option three more times in this release?
Yeah, he's an option guy when it comes to this. That's really what they're looking for. But the Lions had the black outline of the jersey in the rotation from 03 to 2016. So some fans are hoping that there's a return of that black outline.
It makes it easier to watch on tape.
It does.
Those numbers are hard on that Honolulu blue. You know, when the white number, you can't really see who you're like, whoa, who's that? You know?
Yeah.
So the black outline helps you be able to kind of identify players.
Brandon Cooks tweeted out that he was probably in the Dak yard, I would assume. But either way, he's been working out with Dak. He said, if you thought four was cooking last year, you had a different thing coming this year. Huh. Him and Brandon Cooks in the lab, they're working together. Maybe we can finally get Brandon Cooks going for like more than half the year.
Yeah, no, I think there's gold in those hills.
I hope so, because Brandon Cooks is a badass, and he's a friend of the show, and we love him. Patriots, Commanders, and others are set to meet with Jaden Daniels and his weenus elbow after his pro day. They went ahead and scheduled some appointments, so he's going to meet with the Commanders, as I mentioned, the Patriots, the Giants are going to meet with him, the Vikings are going to meet with him.
There you go.
Denver, those are all teams that are trying to move up, as well as the Las Vegas Raiders. So everybody's doing their due diligence on these quarterbacks, and some of these teams that are in the teens, like the Vikings and the Broncos and the Raiders, may be hoping to move on up.
No disrespect, Brian. I don't think you can take a quarterback that just lacks the spatial awareness to avoid hits. I think that is a massive red flag for a lot of
teams. It very well could be, because you're not wrong. Even when he tries to slide, he gets hit. Or he tries to get out of bounds, he gets hit.
Yeah.
He has this weird ability to try and get out of bounds, but then cut back for like three more yards so he can get just whacked in under the bench.
Yeah,
you know, so yeah.
Yeah, but he's no, who's the guy who
Eric Hipple.
Yeah, he's no Eric Hipple.
Oh, Eric Hipple.
He rivals him, though, a little bit.
I tell you what, though.
He rivals Hipple, which is
getting
smashed.
Have you ever seen a helmet? Did you think the man's head was flying off his body when he got hit?
No.
That helmet went in the air.
And you never see it come back down.
Never see it coming back down.
That thing just flies up right into the heavens.
Eric Hipple.
That dude was insane. But this guy, I feel like Jaden Daniels probably has done some Hipple tape watching.
He needs to prolong his career. He can't just be, I'm along the sideline, let me cut back and feel up the field and then just get destroyed.
How old is he, by the way? What's his, is he?
Hipple?
Hipple. Is Hipple still with us?
Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
He's definitely got CTE.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Jaden Daniels is physically with him.
Let's welcome back Eric Hipple.
He's getting wheeled in. God, I'm surprised
they haven't. Stop. What did you do?
They probably should. They should have offered him to us at the Super Bowl. No, I'm surprised they didn't.
How old is they roll in Hipple on a gurney at Radio Row, and he just bounces around from microphone to microphone just makes noises.
It's awesome.
No, but how old, I guess I could just, my Google
He's
works.
23.
Okay, thank
He's
you.
He's 23.
Thank
I got you.
Transfer from Arizona State.
Yeah, because I'm hearing like Arizona, like how many years had he played? Was he's not like Bo Nix level of like living in college like Van Wilder, but
no,
he's been around a little bit.
I think five maybe for Jaden Daniels.
I think he was redshirted his, he was like freshman Pac-12.
I think he
freshman
started
player.
Immediately
yeah.
at Arizona
yeah,
State. So he could just be a four-year guy.
Yeah, four-year guy.
His LSU coach, Brian Kelly, just said at his pro day, he's going to get the ball out to his playmakers and make plays for Washington. He's already got him as a Commander.
Wow. Okay. So we've got these leaks. I mean, it's just like Mo Hurst. He's telling everyone they're playing in Brazil. Haha, spoiler alert. Now we know the first two picks in the draft. It's Caleb Williams and Jaden Bleeman Daniels.
Hey, but that'll be good for our Pluckers draft night party, dude. We're going to start off 2 for 2. The drinks, the apps, the deals, the discounts. That's
so
going to be a
party. So if you pick
the
right, am I right about this? You pick the right guy, you win?
Yes, if you pick it right, everyone at Pluckers then gets whatever their special is for that
pick. Yeah, anybody at Pluckers shows up and says, I'm the general manager for this team. Boom, you put your name down. When they're on the clock, you come tell me, who are they picking? If you nail it, guess what? You're the MVP for the next 15 minutes, and we're all getting fried Oreos for half the freaking price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good deal. Strong Island.
How do I get off draft coverage to be a part of that?
Hey, dude. I know, I'm telling you.
Like, you can handle it.
Dangle a fried Oreo in front of them on draft night. Look, and Broadus will follow you anywhere.
Can you dip that in some, like, Tito's while we're at it?
I did put in a text to our guy Keith to try and get us some vodka sodas over here.
Oh.
So oh,
we'll
dude.
See if Keith comes through. Keith is a stud.
Keith's a bad Keith. Keith's yeah.
We're not asking for anything.
Now,
we're not asking for anything here.
We're not.
You know,
doing
if
that,
he
no.
wants
if,
to just yeah. be a bro and have if a drink he, with us,
yeah.
then we're down
it
for
worked
that.
During last year the World Series. We're just saying.
Well, Keith knows how to party. We see him every time in the post game show there at the Miller Light Club, and Keith is beyond wine.
And now that Toby Keith is no longer with us, this Keith is actually the number one seeded Keith in America right now. I'm just talking about facts. This is the numbers. You could look it up. It just is what it is. Q rating for Keith at Globe Life Field is number one in all of America right now.
I mean,
that's true.
He's right. I can't sense any lies there. It's very, very true.
Just bring the bottle, Keith.
Yeah, honestly, you can. You can.
Eric and I would appreciate it.
We don't need the soda, okay? Yeah. Just bring the damn bottle, all right? We'd love that.
A handle would be better.
Yeah, go down back, Keith, and
how about
see
we,
what they got
How about
there.
We check that thing at the ballpark?
Let's just pull one from the bar over
what's,
there.
What's
get
this?
It over
I don't know.
Fresh
well, how did that get in there?
Guys, the Eagles, we didn't get to this yesterday, but they're losing one of Howie Roseman's top assistants. Ahead
that
of
guy might have got fired.
You think he was having some foul play issues?
It's because Howie was like, hey, this guy deserves to go be a free agent. Why would you give up on a guy like that, you know?
Yeah, that doesn't sound
like somebody's saying
to
me, hey, this guy deserves to go do his own thing and be a free agent.
Yeah.
What are you're telling me that
you either feel threatened by him, don't like him, or he's pulling a Dalrymple.
Yeah. Oh.
Whoa.
Maybe he was name dropped in the Diddy reports.
It could be. Jake Rosenberg is set to depart. He's 48 years old. He served as the Eagles' vice president of football administration. Yeah. Longtime friend and aide of Howie Roseman,
that's what
and he's
I'm
quietly been his chief strategist in player signings and acquisition for years. This could be a hit to their department.
Good.
I'm hoping good things here with this loss for the Eagles. Maybe they'll continue to stink after this. And we've got the Chiefs signing Luis Rhys-Zamet, who is a rugby player.
Rugby dude.
He's going to play running back and wide receiver. I think this is badass. And if you look at his rugby highlights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is he hard
tackle?
Good.
Yeah, he's pretty damn good. He gets the ball out there.
What country?
I don't know where he played. It wouldn't shock me if he's from New Zealand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
South Africans can play rugby too.
South Africa's good. Yeah. Australia's good. Japan's actually getting much better. But he's an ox, man. He's a big boy.
He's got a nose for the end zone.
Yeah, he does. He does. So there's some of the NFL news today.
That's called the touchline.
We also did have an arrest.
I don't know.
It is the touchline, maybe.
Am I right?
You could be right. It's not the end zone.
He acted like I was right.
It is the touchline. You put it down. You don't even have to cross, go fully in. You just put
it
down.
Yeah, and that's where you're going to kick.
And it's over.
Do they have a pylon?
There's no pylon.
No pylons.
No. And you can also kick a field goal, basically, at any point. You can just pull up and kick it.
Wow. It's like a drop kick, right?
It's a drop kick situation.
On the run.
And they do this with crazy accuracy. We should actually go to rugby to get more of our kickers.
Okay, so their kickers are actually legit players, unlike American football players.
Well, everybody's a kicker,
everybody,
right?
Everybody can kick. Anyone can kick.
The best position is called the hooker.
Hooker is a great position.
Yeah.
The prop is a good spot.
That would be you, Eric. You're the hooker.
Am I?
You're the hooker.
I'm not going to be cheap.
Not a win.
The hooker's in a holdout.
Not a cheap hooker. We have an ex-Jags employee that's been sentenced to 220 years in prison. He has a different guy.
Oh.
He's a sex offender.
Oh,
and he hacked the Jumbotron. So...
Wait, is this the guy that put the
I think that was in Minnesota. The picture of what's
the
his name, the bald
star.
Guy.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was in Minnesota. But this guy, he was caught in possession of some things he shouldn't have been that I don't even want to talk about.
Well, I appreciate you bringing it to the table.
Bye-bye, this former. Jacksonville's got to figure this bleep out, dude.
Yeah, they got a lot of bad dudes working.
What is going on?
Urban Meyer hired all these guys, and they kept them all except Urban.
They're all Urban dudes.
Hey, that Sam Bankman-Fried dude that was in that crypto scam a couple years back.
Is he still on the run?
Sentenced today.
Oh.
30 years.
30 years. You think that's enough?
I don't know.
Is that fair?
Do you think he could help others while he's in?
White collar.
Yeah.
He's going to end up being a celebrity in there, man. Yeah.
I heard he's talking with the security guards. That's the last I've heard. Like, he's giving him crypto advice and stuff, and he's trying to get a connected device. And yeah, that's that. Thank you, Wolchuk. NFL News Today every afternoon, 3 o'clock. We are live at the Globe. Our coverage all day long here on The Fan is brought to you by Whataburger. Sands will join us about 5:40, give us the very latest. We've been over the lineup. We've been over the roster, and we're all ready for the baseball season. Coming up next here on The Fan, we are heading for our guy, CY. We'll begin our discussion series with the championship-winning general manager of your Texas Rangers next right here in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Globe, and Chris Young is going to join us here in just a minute. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks and DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Get your free consultation when you're hurt.
The doors have opened, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they
have.
That
is right. The fans are flowing.
And so is the beer already. You could see some stumblers. You see that guy stumbling right there into
the
gate?
They've been partying, man.
Oh, I know the feeling there coming into a ballpark.
This really is it's not quite to the same level, don't get me wrong, but it has that the parade vibe of
absolutely
just everybody's in a fantastic mood.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody is ready to have an amazing time, and the looks on their faces tell me they've been having an amazing time for the last couple of hours on what is a beautiful day outside here,
it's a
baseball day.
Yeah. And Texas Live has been popping next door. I mean, the crowd is huge.
This is essentially the closing ceremonies of the World Series championship, the final chapter of the offseason of greatness, the greatest offseason of our baseball lives. Let's take a look at the scoreboard. Then we'll get some 2024 projections. And I want to ask you guys, if these projections come through, would you be happy or disappointed? Orioles lead the Angels. It's 5-1 in the fourth, Brian. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the thing with the Orioles, I'm kind of like, that's the team that I'm kind of like, everybody's talking about them as the, like, they're maybe a wild card team, maybe a wild card team, and then all of a sudden
make the run to the World Series.
Yeah, a lot of people are picking
them. It's crazy.
Well, now you got new ownership. I mean, there's a belief that at the trade deadline, they're going to be pumping some money into that thing if they need to make any moves. Corbin Burns, their new offseason acquisition, 7 Ks, one run, one hit across 4 innings. He's looking really good for them. And they've got a lot of good young talent. So, I mean, I can understand it, but not quite as good young talent as our Texas Rangers.
No, sir. The World Series champions, as we're joined now by the general manager of your Rangers. Chris Young has joined us each week for the last couple of seasons. And last year, it was amazing to watch how steadfast he was in the confidence of his ball club as they stumbled down the stretch. His confidence never wavered. And he was rewarded with a championship, bringing the championship to his native DFW for the first time in franchise history. Chris, thank you so much once again, and a good afternoon to you. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. Happy opening day.
Happy opening day, man.
Yeah,
this
what
is
a
amazing.
Special day.
It is.
What's top of mind for you? Is it the celebration and the festivities or you know, being competitive every day? Where's your mindset?
For top of mind for me is winning a baseball game.
Yeah.
And that's where my focus is, but I've also talked to a lot of colleagues throughout the league who've had experiences like this where they've been able to celebrate special accomplishments the year before, and everyone has said, take it in, enjoy it. that it's well-deserved, it's earned, and I hope for all of our players and especially for all of our fans that they're all able to enjoy what is a historic day in Texas Rangers history, and I'm so excited for it. I couldn't sleep last night. I'm just thrilled. I'm exhausted from the last week of spring training and roster decisions. And the excitement of opening day last night kept me up, and I'm so happy for our fans.
Knowing your guys, though, they're going to be ready to get focused and play ball when it's time, right?
Oh, yeah. I was downstairs with them. They're ready to go. They understand it's a celebration of last year, and then we're turning the page, and we're moving to 2024, and we have work to do.
You know, Gavin, bringing up your guys, I think that's something that was so special last year, the clubhouse, having the right type of people, and that's something you've talked to us about, you and Kip. When you're on the road and you're looking for the draft, I mean, what Wyatt Langford's done, what Evan Carter did, can you kind of tell us a little bit about what the description is of what you're looking for? Because these guys have come in, they're super young at 21, but they've got kind of the attitude like they're 30, they're veterans.
Well, really, there's no secret sauce to it. It's simply really talented baseball players who are great people, who are going to maximize their potential. And it's our job to help them do that, and it's their job to utilize every resource that we can provide them. And we have that. And I think last year it showed. And I always say it's not about the most talented team. It's about the right team. And I think last year summed that up. This was a great team, and they came together when it mattered most. When their backs were up against the wall, they found a way. And I believe in the character of the group, the character of the coaching staff, the leadership in the dugout, and really, really excited to see what this team can accomplish this year.
Thank you for helping me with the word character. That's exactly what I was looking for. They're the right character. The roster decisions, you had some tough ones, I imagine, which speaks to the depth of your roster.
Well, it was, and I, unlike any spring training I've ever been a part of, either as a player or as a general manager, the competition in camp this spring was amazing, and it was really great to see. There were really tough decisions, which makes my job hard, but in the end, that's what we want. And there were a number of players who did not make the team who had pitched well enough or played well enough to be on the opening day roster, and players who are going to end up in Round Rock that we're going to need throughout the season. So I think the depth of that 40-man roster, and really beyond that, a lot of non-roster guys too, that depth is going to become critical over the course of the season. We saw it last year, and there's no doubt we're going to sustain injuries. We're going to have underperformance at certain times, and there are going to be guys that earn a promotion, and we're going to lean on those guys to help get us back to where we want to go.
Chris, how do you, when you set up your roster, how do you think about, is it a big picture thing about getting through the first month of the season, or is it bigger than that? Is it like, are you looking at it and saying, okay, well, I've got to get through this stretch. I've got 17 games in 17 days. How is that work into how you're building your roster or setting it up?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, from a coaching staff perspective, I think they look day-to-day, and their job is to win on a nightly basis. And my job is to look at the big picture and understand over the course of the season how we're going to find a way to win, you know, 90, 95, 100 games, whatever it may take. That said, I don't think it's productive to look to, you know, August and September when we have such a big month ahead of us in April. So really, I try to look at it in 2 to 3 week segments and understand kind of where we are roster-wise, what the schedule looks like, where our off days are, where we may need additional help, who's playing well at AAA, who's hot, who's struggling here, and just try to figure out how we're going to get the best roster together over the next several weeks to win as many games as possible. Really, winning series is the goal. If we can win, you know, 2 out of every 3 games, we're going to be in great shape.
Expectations for Langford just, you know, through the roof, I think, for fans because of the spring that he had. How possible is it? How realistic is it that he could just keep on destroying like he has since you drafted him?
Look, Wyatt has earned his way to the big leagues. It's not because we are giving him anything. He's proven and passed every step, every test, every step of the way. And he's here because he deserves to be here. He's here because he's one of the 13 best position players on our roster right now. And I can't tell you, I'm not smart enough to tell you what the ceiling is for him. I just know that he has exceeded everything that we've expected from him thus far and continues to excel. And we just are having fun watching him. But he is a tremendous person. He is an unbelievably talented baseball player. And he continues to learn, continue to grow. He's got that character and that makeup that we want to see, and I'm so excited for our fans to get to know him.
Okay, so speaking of a ceiling, Ray Davis, Q&A in the morning news today. You know, a great read for Rangers fans. I left it more optimistic of his commitment. I was like, man, this is a good read. This get me excited. But it seems like we're at a spending ceiling. Ray talking about using other kinds of currency with prospects to enhance the team. How comfortable are you right now with, you know, the owner of this club and, you know, how that all comes together with team building?
Well, I think first and foremost, Ray deserves so much credit for everything that's happened here. I mean, you look at the state of this franchise and what we've been able to accomplish, the commitment that he's made financially to our fans. I mean, really, that's what it's all about. First, by walking in this beautiful building, this is the best ballpark in baseball, and Ray delivered this ballpark to our fans to give them the best in-game entertainment experience in terms of viewership there is. And so then you couple that with the payroll and what we've had and where he's taken it the last couple years. He's really set this franchise up to win, and he deserves all the credit for that because he's given us the resources, and it's paid off with the team we have on the field.
It seems like he's really sharp on what it's going to take to win.
Yeah, Ray is. He's a very sharp businessman. He's locked in. He's engaged. I love our relationship and being able to talk to him on an almost daily basis about a lot of our moves or transactions and just big picture thinking as well. And he's got great perspective, and I'd be crazy not to lean on him. He's been unbelievably successful, and I continue to learn from him.
I love the accountability about developing pitchers that he showed in there. I think fans wanted to hear that, you know, from the top. What have you guys actioned to try to improve that?
Well, I think, you know, over the last several years, we finally have had some continuity in our player development system. I mean, this is year three of the same farm director, the same field coordinator, same pitching coordinator, same hitting coordinator. And so prior to that, there was a lot of turnover. It was a little bit of a revolving door. And when you don't have continuity, philosophies change, and it makes it hard for players to understand what the expectation is. But we have a very good system in place. I think that's highlighted by the fact that we were Baseball America's Organization of the Year last year, that every affiliate played winning baseball, and several of them were playoff contenders, and then certainly the big league team benefited as well. So I think we're doing some things really, really well on the farm. There's always room for improvement, and our pitching development is a critical focus for us. But I think this year we're going to see the fruits of the labor in terms of some of the continuity and the philosophies and systems that have been put in place over the last couple years. And, you know, as I talk to my colleagues throughout the league, you know, a lot of them who I think have pitching figured out will tell me there's no special sauce to this. It's just sometimes you get lucky, you get the right guys. Now, there is a developmental component to this, but I think with some of the arms we have coming, it's about to pay off.
How much of that do you feel like is a strength for the bullpen going into this season as you look at that throughout the course?
Yeah, as I evaluated our spring training, the biggest areas of competition were in our bullpen, and I felt like we had a pretty solid core with the five guys that were really established on the team: David Robertson, Kirby Yates, Josh Spores, Jose Leclerc, and Brock Burke. And then, you know, for those last three spots, there was a ton of competition, and these guys, almost every single one of them, performed so well. It was amazing, both internal NRIs, on-roster guys, and external NRIs. And a lot of those guys have chosen, the external ones who had opt-outs at the end of spring, have chosen to stay in Round Rock and wait their turn, and we couldn't be more grateful for that, and I think it's going to serve us well as the season goes.
How different was the conversation when, say, 365 days ago when you walked into Bruce Bochy's office for opening day? How different was that conversation when you walked in and said, "Hey, Skip, checking on you, everything good?" What was that conversation like when you, you guys both being world champions?
You know, two nights ago, today it was very calm and normal, and just like it was in the playoffs last year. 2 days ago before the exhibition for Boston, I walked in, he was sitting in his chair, and he was kind of quiet and didn't look up, and I said, "Hey, Skip, you nervous today?" And he got a good chuckle out of it, but Boch is the best. Working with him has been so much fun. It brings me so much joy. I truly look forward to coming in here every day and going down there and having great conversations with him. We talk baseball, we talk life, and we laugh a ton, and I just love him to death, and you can see what he's meant to our team. Our players love him, and he's the best.
How much fun are the conversations going to be with, like, you and Bochy with this lineup and the offensive firepower? It just seems like the versatility is insane, and no matter what a team throws out there, you guys have answers offensively.
Yeah, that's one of the great things of where we are with the offense is that we do have a lot of answers, and I think we have a lot of different ways, a lot of different matchups and solutions to the opponent. no matter what they throw at us. And so, you know, and sometimes those make for hard conversations too, because you can overthink it or you can get a little too analytical. I think ultimately we trust our guys, we trust the talent, and we also trust their collective buy-in and their willingness to move up and down the order. I think Evan Carter's hitting 8 tonight, and he may be in the 2-hole tomorrow, the 3-hole tomorrow. So you just, you know, these guys don't have egos. They're about winning, and they're about trusting their manager, trusting the process, and it speaks to the character of the group.
Well, congrats again on the success, and thank you so much for being generous with your time, man. We appreciate it so much.
No, I love seeing you guys. Happy opening day. Let's get a win tonight, all
right? Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Enjoy it.
Drink to that, indeed. There he goes, General Manager Chris Young here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. I believe Chief has a hodgepodge or a rim session, something like that, coming up next right here. It's the GMAC Nation live at the Globe. Coverage brought to you by Whataburger. You can use the app or visit Whataburger.com. On 105.3 The Fan, Broadus is singing one bourbon, one shot, one beer at the breaks here. Tolos are buying them cold ones. If you're in the parking lot, get in here and let's have a Mardi Gras Broadus appearance, okay? It is opening day, and it's very, very festive. Salute to Rowdy. Rowdy has shown up. Five-time G-Bag of the Day champion. Rowdy with his rendition last ALDS. That did a hell of a Creed song, I believe, or a Bon Jovi song, something like that. we're having a great time. It's Eric Chiafalo here with a hodgepodge or a rim session. It's hard to get organized here with so much mania going on around us, bro. Where are you taking it?
We're just going to hodge it up right now. There's so much to discuss right now with the doors open and the Tolos. Now with the way they have it set up at Globe Life Field right now at the Comerica backyard on the second level, it's a turf rollout. It's picnic tables. It's comfy seating. It's bar. It's boozing. It's feels like you're at a brewery hanging out with your boys and your girls. And that's what we have right now. Now Tolos are hanging out here, sitting comfy, you know, comfy chairs and having a good time. So that is the first thing. The second thing is I got to give my headset to Chris Young during that interview. And now I can smell his cologne still on this headset, and I just want to rub it all over my body.
It's a beautiful smell. He is absolute badass. We are so lucky to have Chris Young. We really are. Listening to him talk, I could just sit here all day.
You know, he is not only the greatest winner, the greatest executive, but quite possibly the nicest guy as well.
Yeah.
A lot to like about that dude.
He absolutely is the man. I am a little bit concerned because there's been a little bit of movement with some of the culinary experiences around here.
Okay.
And I am now trying to...
We got a beer stop behind us now. We didn't have that before.
Right. Like that is...
No, we're going to be out here a lot of Fridays. A lot of Fridays. I could see... See, I didn't want to be like Mardi Gras Brian while Chris was interviewing him.
But understandable. I'm
about to.
Now it's time.
I'm ready.
Turn up, Brian.
I've been itching, dude. I missed out on spring training. I'm kind of ready. I'd rather start earlier than later because I'm going to have to go home.
I wonder if they just leave an open tab for me over here. You think they'll leave an open tab?
Yeah, I think they're just going to hand you a cocktail and say, have a day, sir.
Are you kidding me? I'm best friends with those bartenders.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we need to
I used to truffle shuffle with them on Saturday nights.
All this is true.
But we do have a beer stand right behind us, which we didn't have last year.
Yeah. No, but overall, the big thing an upgrade. Is, overall, an upgrade, Chief. But there is one significant piece of alarm.
And we're just trying to track it down right now. But we have been alerted that the mozzarella sticks, the greatest mozzarella sticks.
No longer?
Of all time. Not that they're no longer. There's potential that they're no longer. I just don't know for sure. I think
when
we sit down with our guy Casey Papp, where they used to be, the hub for the best mozzarella sticks in the world, down the third base line here at Globe Life Field, it is now something probably even more extravagant. You know what I'm saying? But just the movement of the mozzarella sticks, now we're on a bit of a hunt, a bit of a chase.
That's right.
I am asking people, and I imagine at 5:30 when we have Delaware chef dominant Casey Rapp,
he will
Rapp
be able to
maybe Casey Rapp's a bad
explain
man.
Some things. But I am a little bit nervous about the status of the best mozzarella sticks in the world.
These gentlemen at Corey Seager jerseys going to get you a cold beer. They just asked if they can get you
one,
Brian.
Let's go. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Please do.
All right.
Yeah. See Me, Bear Me is back in a big way in the G-Bag Nation. It makes my day.
Two hours worth of Broadus boozing on opening day. That's what we're going to get here.
I think we're ready.
It starts in the next couple of minutes. Oh, yeah.
Can we make a Mardi Gras Broadus See Me, Bear Me t-shirt? That would make my day.
There's a lot of t-shirts we need to make, and that could be one of them.
I'm in on this.
Merch store.
Dude, we got some good merch ideas. We really need to start piecing these things together.
We wouldn't have to work anymore if we just come up with all these ideas and implement them, I think.
Marty Broadus.
What would that be? You got to vibe with the community.
Yeah. Well, we got to work. You're right. That's it. You know, I'm all for the beer.
We are repping Whataburger in a huge way right now. I don't know if you guys knew this, but
hey, what do you guys think about my pearl button outfit I got on today?
It's a pearl snap.
I would really love to see it if you didn't have your damn vest on. I think this was a no vest kind of day.
It's like a full on shirt.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, Whataburger.
I don't know if I've ever seen pearl snaps in a short sleeve button up, but I like it.
You know what? It's very, very kind of. Oh, hey, look at my guy right there. There we are.
Joe.
Joe's in the
building.
Joe's
got the gold trim Rangers jersey, too.
Joe's a fashion plate.
So
beard. Yeah, for sure.
About so stylish.
Yeah, we got gold. We got all kinds of gold going on.
Heck
here.
Yeah.
It was funny to watch the two old heads as Chuck Morgan walked by our broadcast position.
Yeah, there you go. Well, just don't get arrested, okay? We just don't want to get arrested. If you see a Cubs fan, just give him the business. A quick 1-2.
Oh, you're talking about me and Chuck asking him where he got the vest?
Yeah, they had a nice
and
little...
And he was like, oh, no, you go down to the pro shop. And I'm like, all right, that's what I'm talking about.
Watching you two old geezers get so excited
about a vest?
It's like, are you guys talking about opening day? Wyatt Langford, the lineup just came out? And you're like, no, we're talking about, I'm drooling over his vest right now. And
it's
he's
nice
telling
vest.
Me exactly where I can go get it.
He
and
told me the pro shop. I'm going to go get one. Get ready.
You have to.
Maybe that and a beer.
That's 100%. That's 100% what you're, you know, that vest was built for you, Broadus.
Yeah.
I do have a stat of the day. This is a Texas size.
Are you hodgepodging it right now?
Stat of the day.
Trying to carry this thing?
That's what a hodgepodge is.
Yeah, okay.
Just a little hodgepodge.
A little hodgepodge.
It's like, hey, here's 7 minutes. Just go dance. And that's pretty much
Let's
what you do.
Dance.
You just start dancing.
Dance.
The Houston Rockets stat of the day, Texas size stat of the day. Thank you to Ruben Portillo for pointing me in this direction. The Houston Rockets and the Dallas Mavericks are a combined 11-0 since the Hub was banned in the state of Texas.
I think a lot of Texas has been getting much more work done.
These guys are locked in right
now. Yeah.
Walchuk's had a little pep in his step. You know, everybody's a little bit lighter on their feet. They don't have, you know, they're not losing their legs shortly before tip-off. You know what I'm saying? Hmm. So, now, I don't know if things would change if Lamar Odom was still on the Mavericks, but the fact that he's not is affording the Mavericks and the Rockets, both Texas teams. Now, I don't know what's going on with San Antonio. They're just not good enough to hang with the big boys here.
I think it's that old boxer philosophy that you got to have your legs, you know?
Yes.
A lot of soccer coaches have employed that philosophy as well.
Yeah, I mean, it really should only be a last resort if you're trying to cut weight.
I mean, you don't want all of your testosterone going to rebuilding what has escaped.
Exactly.
You know, you want it keeping everything fresh.
Pent up.
I was wondering what that all took place.
And then you release that. You release that rage in the midst of your athletic performance.
Yeah.
And for these guys, like every time Daniel Gafford's been dunking, I've noticed a little bit more pop on those dunks.
I mean, to me, like, once you hit about 24 hours after the most recent evacuation, that's when the energy and the motivation is really starting to build.
That's true.
You know, I can't imagine what it's like 10, 12, 14 days later.
That's true. Thank God we do have a bunch of 20-year-olds on this team. So they are a bunch of bounce-back guys.
They are.
Yeah.
But young, a lot of spring.
Probably play six games in a night, you know, if they were inclined.
Yeah, no question about it. But, yeah, there's your stat of the day, boys.
Thank you, sir. We're live at the Globe here. Opening day, live at the yard. The Comerica Backyard is what they have renamed our perch out here. We're broadcasting. And it feels just like, you know, game one and game two of the World Series was yesterday, and we're back at it again, really ready to defend this championship. Okay, our coverage brought to you by Whataburger. Use the app or visit whataburger.com, curbside pickup or delivery. Get that burger delivered to you while you
delivery.
Watch the game.
Yes. You are a delivery guy.
I love it, man. I love it. I can't get enough, especially Whataburger, you know, because they're taking so long to make your items fresh and perfect that if you could just have somebody else run in there and grab it before you bring it to your doorstep.
Oh, yeah.
Or that curbside pickup option is great, too. I think some people are sleeping on it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That curbside's kind of the way to go.
Yeah.
But sometimes if you have to wait a little longer, they'll throw a fried apple pie in there for you.
Bang, bang.
For your wait.
That's true.
They're nice people over there.
Okay. Bastic's going to join us in about 10, 15 minutes. A proper round tripper off the bat of Woolchuck is coming up next, buddy. Where are we going?
Yeah, we've got tons of predictions for opening day. And let's go through this Rangers roster, shall we? Do some tears. That's next on the fam.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.